Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free at 855-453. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about the Bradley Manning case or debacle or whatever you would like to title it.
It's horrifying
how this young man has been treated for doing something that should be lauded. He did something that should be appreciated. We should appreciate. I do. I don't know about you, but I appreciate the idea that someone would reveal the truth about what's going on with military interventionism around the world, specifically the Middle East. I appreciate that. I appreciate him putting his career on the line, and in this case, his freedom.
He revealed
on the line.
A murder. I mean, he revealed
just one. I thought there was a whole helicopter video.
Several murders that were committed on video, plus a bunch of other documents. And that in and of itself, the guy, you know, the guy's revealing testimony on murder. I would think that the Patriot-type folks out there would care about that.
Oh, Mark, it's not murder when the military does it. Then it's collateral
damage. It's their job, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the video is called Collateral Murder, wasn't it? The video of the gosh,
helicopter mowing people down.
Yeah, and then some people came in. Some people came rushing over to help the men who'd been shot by the American gunship, and then they were then filled with bullets.
Mm-hmm. So we're sharing with you Julian Assange from WikiLeaks and his thoughts on the Bradley Manning case, and he's pointing out how this is just essentially an exercise in public relations. They're trying to cover up everything. They are preventing Bradley Manning from making all of the relevant points that he would need to make in order to have some semblance of a chance. I mean, he's still, even if he could make the points that he would like to make, he's still sitting in front of a military judge in a military court, so probably really wouldn't work out for him even if he could. But this is, you know, he can't even bring up certain information. He's restricted from making the most persuasive arguments. And we'll link to this over on our Facebook page and our Twitter here, so you can see this for yourself if you missed the first few paragraphs, which we shared earlier in the show. But I'm going to continue here from economicpolicyjournal.com, and we'll go to you and your thoughts on this at 855-453. That's our SACL CAI toll-free line. And so he's saying it's a show, the show trial, of wasteful vengeance, a theatrical warning to people of conscience, conspiracy to commit journalism. The alleged act in respect of which Bradley Manning is charged is an act of great conscience, the single most important disclosure of subjugated history ever. There is not a political system anywhere on the earth that has not seen light as a result. In court in February, Bradley Manning said that he wanted to expose injustice and to provoke worldwide debate and reform. Bradley Manning is accused of being a whistleblower, a good man, who cared for others and who followed higher orders. But this is not the language the prosecution uses. The most serious charge against Bradley Manning is that he aided the enemy. A capital offense that should require the greatest gravity.
Right, and this has never been applied to somebody who releases information to the press. This has always been applied to somebody who releases information directly to the enemy. Mm. You'd have to define who the enemy is in this circumstance in the war on terror, and I'm not sure that you can tell me who the enemy is, but if you say Al-Qaeda, okay, Bradley Manning did not release any information to Al-Qaeda.
But here the U.S. government laughs at the world to breathe life into a phantom. The government argues that Bradley Manning communicated with a media organization, WikiLeaks, who communicated to the public. It also argues that Al-Qaeda, who else, is a member of the public. Hence, it argues that Bradley Manning communicated indirectly with Al-Qaeda, a formally declared U.S. enemy, and therefore that Bradley Manning communicated with the enemy.
He also communicated with us, the people, the citizens of the United States, and I can see more and more Washington, D.C. views the rest of us as enemies. I think that this is beginning to be the truth, because, in fact, the enemy of Washington, D.C. really is less and less Al-Qaeda and the people that they're supporting in Syria. Let's not forget that the United States government is supporting the same organization they fight in other countries they're supporting in Syria. And, in fact, it's the enemy is the rest of us.
That's the vibe I got from the State of the Union address when he talked about ending the war, you know, bringing the war on terror down to a conclusion, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch the State of the Union address. This is all just based on my hearing the coverage of it. But do you guys know what I'm talking about? Him,
no.
I'm talking about
he's
the U.S.
winding down the war on terror is what he's talking about. Yeah.
And I and
nonsense.
And, well, no. When I hear that, I think, okay, there's a financial crisis, and the federal government's having budget problems, so they're going to refocus their efforts where they really matter, right here in the United States.
Well, that's one of the theories that has been proposed in the past by various people, that that there's going to be a larger U.S. military presence in the streets in the U.S. And, of course, back in 2008, during the presidential campaign, both Barack Obama and John McCain supported the National Service Program, the idea of creating this military or this bureaucracy that was, what, bigger, more well-funded,
bigger,
better staffed,
powerful, and as well-funded as big, as well-powerful, and as funded as well-funded as the military.
Yeah. So, and in theory, those people could be used to control people here. And of course, if they bring the military home, then they can also be used for those purposes. So, those are, I think, reasonable concerns. And if you think about it, anybody that speaks in favor of freedom is the enemy of the state. I mean, here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project has been labeled as the number one enemy of the state. The actual wording was something like the single greatest threat to the state. And that's because we advocate freedom. You know, liberty-minded people are out there talking about liberty and your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. The government needs you to believe in them and think that they're necessary for your life.
The belief in human freedom is absolutely antithetical to the idea of the state. That's it. That is the end of the story. Either you believe in a certain area that human beings can take care of the problem on their own with voluntary sort of interactions. Not to say that people don't need to use, force if force is used upon them, but they either can solve that problem or they can't. And if they can't, then they need the greater, the better, the superior to come in. And who is this person that's superior? Well, it's nobody that's superior. I mean, take a look around you with these government people. They aren't smart. They aren't better bred. They are nothing.
No, they're usually the people that couldn't hack it in the real world, so they became government bureaucrats. So what about aiding, says Assange, in that most serious charge, aiding the enemy? Don't forget, this is a show trial. The court has banned any evidence of intent, so Manning can't get up on the stand and testify as to why he did what he did. The court has banned any evidence of the outcome, the lack of harm, the lack of any victim. It has ruled the government doesn't need to show that any aiding occurred, and the prosecution doesn't claim that it did. The judge has stated that it's enough for the prosecution to simply show that Al-Qaeda, like the rest of the world, reads WikiLeaks. Liberty cannot be preserved without a general knowledge among the people, wrote John Adams, who have a right and desire to know. When communicating with the press is aiding the enemy, it is the general knowledge among the people itself which has become criminal. Just as Bradley Manning is condemned, so too is that spirit of liberty in which America was founded. In the end, it's not Bradley Manning who's on trial. His trial ended long ago. The defendant now and for the next 12 weeks is the United States, a runaway military whose misdeeds have been laid bare, and a secretive government at war with the public.
I don't think that it's the United States on trial here. I would quibble about terms. The United States is the government of the United States.
That's what he's talking about.
He's talking about that. Well, no, the government. No, he's not. He's saying that the United States is on trial.
The United States is the government.
The American
That's what
people.
The United States is.
All right. Go ahead. Maybe I'm misunderstanding what he has to
a
say.
A runaway then. Military whose misdeeds have been laid bare and a secretive government at war with the public. They sit in the docks. We are called to serve as jurists. We must not turn away. And I think that, you know, from that perspective, he's right. It's very important to pay attention to what's happening in this Bradley Manning case. And, of course, the media probably won't be doing that. I'm sure there'll be some Miss America contest or something like that that they can focus on, or maybe a lost little girl or something to distract people with away from what could be one of the most important, or probably is one of the most important trials of our lifetime.
I just heard a short blurb about the trial today, just a couple of sentences, and it was funny. The reporter said that Bradley Manning, he said he didn't mean to hurt anyone. And it just it made me angry because he probably said he didn't hurt anyone.
We'll come back with more here in moments. And actually, Ingrid is on the line, who we know has been following this case very closely. So hopefully we'll get to talk to her in detail. Also, take your calls. Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski. a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Survivalists. For you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here. All you have to do is dial in to the SACL CAI toll-free line. That is 855-453, and you can join us online as well, freetalklive.com. And don't forget about all the features we have on the site, including the archives that go back for years. You can go and download as many episodes as you'd like. In fact, now we've got the player, the SoundCloud player, built right into each episode page on our website. So you don't have to leave the page if you want to hit the play button. You can just listen to it right there. You can also, of course, download the episodes at your leisure. You can click the share button, easily share it on Facebook or Twitter, whatever method is your preference. You can go to Free Talk Live and enjoy as many archives as you would like. There's a bunch of them.
as men get older, prostate health becomes more of an issue. A healthy prostate has a lot of advantages to it. You know, there's less of an urge to go, of course, less frequency. There's better flow. PT9 from Chamonix has 6 natural ingredients shown in clinical studies to do all of the above and more. In fact, it also has ingredients shown to boost your testosterone levels all in one pill. So here's the question. If you can try a magnificent natural formula that can help you enjoy your days and nights better and boost your testosterone levels, would you? Well, if you do, if you want to, give them a call at 800-543-5833. It's 800-543-5833, and PT9 comes with an introductory half-price trial offer and a 6-month money-back guarantee. So if it's not working for you, you can get your money back. So why not give them a call? 800-543-5833. It's 800-543-5833, PT9.
We've been talking about the Bradley Manning case. Julian Assange from WikiLeaks has a great piece that posted over on our Facebook and Twitter. You can go and grab that there. Ingrid is on the line, and we were wondering if we were going to hear from you, Ingrid, because you have been really the most clued in person when it comes to the Bradley Manning situation. You've been following it closely. You've attended various different events that have occurred, especially trial-related ones where you've actually been inside the courtroom in a number of cases. What has your experience been thus far this week from Julian Assange's article? Apparently a number of the hearings are somehow closed. What's been happening?
Well, I didn't go today, but I went yesterday for the opening, and that was pretty crazy. There was a whole bunch of people, so I wasn't in the courtroom. I was in one of the overflow rooms, mm-hmm. and then when I was way in line, then it turned out Daniel Ellsberger then came up behind me to, like, listen into the trial, and then he was doing scarf tricks. But
he was doing scarf tricks?
Yeah, I had a scarf, and then while we were waiting, he took my scarf, and then he was doing, like, magic tricks.
You brought a scarf?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's probably a summer scarf, I guess. But Daniel Ellsberg from the Pentagon Papers fame, someone who had kind of a similar situation as Bradley Manning back during the Vietnam era.
Yeah, and he actually got removed yesterday because even though we all went to a security checkpoint, I guess, like, the guards didn't really check, and his cell phone went off, so then they removed him from the hearing again.
Mm.
And I guess, like, one of the biggest revelations yesterday was in the prosecution's opening statement, they said for the aid in the enemy charge that they have new evidence now that Osama bin Laden himself had requested the information that Bradley Manning had leaked and that he received it.
You've got to be kidding me.
I wish I was, but...
Wow.
Yeah, that's, like, kind of newish, because before at one of the previous pretrial hearings, they had played this video of some Islamic guy thanking WikiLeaks, and that's what they had previously used as evidence that he had aided the enemy. I'm not exactly sure, like, how or what they're trying to say about bin Laden, but that was pretty crazy. And then they also claimed that since some of the soldiers' emails had been released and some of the leaks, that Al-Qaeda, if they had gotten a hold of the emails, could obtain soldiers' like bank information. They call it spear phishing. So that's what they used as why they were charging him with aiding the enemy.
So it sounds like a stretch to me.
Assange is saying this is going to be a 12-week-long trial with 140-something prosecutorial witnesses. This is crazy.
Yeah, are you going to be at all these things, Ingrid?
Well, I'm going to try to be as much as I can with work and being nearby, but also with the feed. When I was there, then it would cut off, like, every 5 minutes, and then, like, about a minute would be off. And that's also the same feed that the people in the media room were seeing, too. So, actually, if you look at the unofficial transcript that's released in, from the first day here, and, like, I think it's about, like, 20 times, they say, like, no audio, or they can't hear it because then the audio is just, like, shut off. Mm. And it was usually, like, shut off, like, when, like, when it was getting good, there would be, like, key evidence, and then all of a sudden, like, TV would go blank.
So, Ingrid, what you're saying is that because it was said yesterday that bin Laden was was they've got evidence of him asking, wanting this kind of info. And because this kind of info was some of the stuff that Bradley Manning released, in that way he was aiding Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that's what they're claiming.
So if Osama bin Laden was a, I don't know if I should even say this, but I was going to say if he was a fan of Baywatch and the and he enjoyed that and that helped him relax at the end of the day, then the producers of Baywatch
be aiding Osama bin Laden,
be aiding the enemy.
Yes, it's pretty ridiculous. Ingrid, I appreciate you calling. What else did you want to share about your experience?
Well, just that everyone should pay attention, especially with NDAA being passed a few years ago. You know, people always, you know, worry about being detained for a long time, but NDAA also said that you can also be tried in a military court. So what's happening in Bradley Manning, even if you're not in the military, could possibly be happening
to you.
In the future.
How would you recommend people pay close attention to this? Obviously, you're not going to be there every day. You won't be able to, you know, refer everything to, you know, on the air what's happening. We're certainly not going to be able to cover it in detail because we're busy running this radio show. So how people listening would you recommend should they connect with this information?
Well, the best way would be through the Save Bradley Manning Network. They have Facebook, Twitter, and they're also there too. And then they also post news, and that's the best way to get information. And then also if people are in the area, you can also come and watch the show too in at Fort Meade, Maryland.
So the Save Bradley Manning Network, look for it online, look on Facebook, et cetera, and that would be the best place to get the info. Ingrid, thanks for the call. Hopefully we'll see you at Porkfest.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Looking forward
to it. It's good to have something to be excited about these days. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the update. Let's go to Rod and Joy on the line on Skype.
Hi, guys. Thank you. This thing with Bradley Manning and Assange and what's happening in Turkey has brought back into my mind the issue of secure communications.
Okay.
And there's a new open source product that perhaps you guys might want to promote. I don't know.
Maybe.
It's an open source software based on Bitcoin. Called BitMessage. Are you still there?
Yeah, right here.
I'm just listening. Oh.
And it's peer-to-peer. It's decentralized. And it's completely secure and encrypted. And it can be used like Twitter. You can broadcast. You can have team broadcasts and things like that. And it's much easier to use.
Rod, thanks for the heads up. There's more coming up.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you would like. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Our website has a variety of things there to possibly interest you. We've got a webcam. You can watch. You can listen. You can interact. You will see Johnny Ray closer than the rest of us.
Yeah, at the moment. Closer.
The webcam, there are two cams. There's the wide angle and then the close-up. You can, it switches back sort of randomly between the two.
We have no idea when, so we're not looking at the camera, just kind of doing our thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You think that's creepy?
Some people think that's creepy.
If you don't think it's creepy, then come watch and find out it is, or whatever.
Whatever, it's free. It's cam.freetalklive.com. The chat room is there, and that's free, too. You can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show, even after the show. It's always open for you, cam.freetalklive.com. We're going to get back into your phone calls here. Bradley Manning is still on the table for discussion, though you can bring up anything.
Spring is home buying a season, and I think this spring is going to be better than it's probably been in a half a decade for home buying. So you're going to need a mortgage if you're going to be buying a home or even selling one and getting a different home. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts will help get the right loan for you. And if you're looking around, make sure you check with Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Like I said, they'll make sure that you get the right loan. They know the difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive one. Their telephone number is 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. They'll take care of you. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
She's Jill in Ithaca, listening to WNYY. Hey, Jill.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm also paying attention to Bradley Manning's trial. I went down there. I was at Fort Meade on Saturday.
Wow, thanks for doing that.
Oh, no problem. It was a passion to do it. About 55 people between Syracuse and Ithaca went down. And, we were outside the gates. Of course, we weren't going to be let in. And there were really great speakers. And, it's not fair what's going on with him. It's horrible. It's disgusting. And the guy from the helicopter that shot down all those innocent people, including Reuters reporters, why isn't he in jail? I don't get it.
Yeah, he probably got a medal or something.
Possibly. And Yeah, you know, and Osama bin Laden probably reads the New York Times. I read the New York Times too. I mean, so what? I don't even know if that's true that he was requesting stuff from Badgley Manning. Who knows?
Sure. How do you know anything the military says is true, or whoever the prosecutors are? I mean, how do you know they didn't get some guy to put a towel on his head and start talking about how he's in Al Qaeda? I mean, there have been conspiracy theories for years saying that the U.S. government is essentially creating Al Qaeda and is funding them, among other things. So who knows how much of this stuff is true? And even if it is, who cares? You know, like you pointed out, he released this information to the media. The media released that information, and for the government to claim that that's some sort of indirect contact with Al Qaeda is ridiculous.
Right, and I think I was listening. Julian Assange was on, I think, Democracy Now! Today, and they did approach the military about vetting some of this, you know, information.
Yes. Yep.
Before it went out.
Right, and this is part of it that no one wants to talk about is that WikiLeaks isn't on trial here, but WikiLeaks definitely vetted this information. Badgley Manning turned this information over to an organization that took it seriously and attempted to vet it as best it could. There are hundreds of, I believe it's more than 100,000 documents that were released here, and there was no way WikiLeaks could do it all on their own, so they attempted to get organizations like Der Spiegel and New York Times and these kind of big media organizations to get on board with this, and they snubbed them. They turned them down.
Right. That's what Julian Assange is saying.
Yep.
So, Jill, anything else you want to share about your experience?
No, it was good to see. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the Daniel Ellsberg, you know, incidents too when I was growing up. And, you know, it was good to see him there. And about a third of the people there were veterans who knows what the military does and all the corruption within it. So it was just good to see them there supporting Badgley. And Cold Pink, they're wonderful women. Medea Benjamin was there. You know, she, I don't know if you guys.
Yep, we're familiar,
yeah, familiar with her.
But yeah. She was up against Obama, like, what, within 2 weeks ago, and, you know.
Yep.
She also got arrested for dancing in Washington, D.C. at the Jefferson Memorial.
That's right. Her big statement was that somebody claimed that she was being rude to Barack Obama, and she claimed that, oh, it's rude to bomb kids with drones.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Jill, thanks for your call. I really appreciate your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, I think it'd be neat to see Daniel Ellsberg.
Yeah, I mean, good for him for, you know, getting out in front of this as much as he possibly can. It's unfortunate that it's essentially history repeating itself and getting worse, actually, in this case, because Ellsberg, you know, he's not in a prison cell. And Brad Manning may be in prison for the rest of his life.
When I was a kid in school and we were learning about times past, I used to think to myself, I wonder what it must have been like to live back then when people were so ignorant and backward. And
ain't changed that much.
Yeah, and I think today, you know, I'm living in that time.
The more things change, the more they stay the same, as Snake Plissken would say.
Would he say that?
He has
it's been
said
a long
that.
Time since I've seen Escape from New York.
I don't know if he says that in Escape from New York. It might be in Escape from L.A.
But
both fine films worthy of your time.
I think it's fascinating for us here on the world today, because I think we're right in the middle of the world. The world of men going from an insane world to a sane one, a sanity like we've never, like humanity has never seen before. And it's the violence and the belief that violence is the most powerful force in the world, which is arguably true. I don't think it is, but I don't think it's crazy to think that, to a world where violence isn't the most powerful thing in the world.
And where we treat each other like we're human beings and equal to one another.
Like
and
we would want
hurt
to be treated. Yes.
Like you learned on the preschool playground where they told you not to hit. Hey, Johnny, don't hit Billy. It's not right to do that.
And I think in a large way, your actions don't change the world too much. But I think things like the Free State Project can make that transition from insanity to sanity happen faster.
I think so.
And I love the tagline for the Free State Project, Liberty in Our Lifetime, because I think it's achievable.
It may be optimistic, but it's It's certainly something that I think we can get darn closer to by combining our efforts all in the same geographic area.
Yeah, and it can make you a whole lot happier to feel like you're doing something to change the world.
Aren't you afraid they're going to bomb us? Aren't you afraid they're going to roll in tanks?
Yes.
Are you really?
I'm afraid.
You are?
I'm afraid that when I think about things like the federal government keeping track of all of our text messages and our phone calls in these giant data centers,
mm-hmm.
or is there just one where they're keeping it all? And I think that I must be near the top of the list of those things because I am on a nationally syndicated radio talk show,
and I
openly say that the United States is the greatest force for evil that has ever existed.
Mm. That's for me. That's even pushing it.
I would say the idea of the state is
because we have so much power.
There is a lot of power. That much
I don't have any power over anybody. I just have a microphone and a radio show. And I don't think you really are wielding any power either. When you say we, you mean the federal government.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that, you know, the problem with the United States government is that I feel responsible for it in a way that I don't feel responsible for, say, some other government around the world. When North Korea does something stupid and terrible to its people, I'm like, how awful. Those people, they're so sick and backwards. But when the United States government does it, because I've been told my whole life that I have some kind of influence, then I feel responsible. And I have no responsibility for these people. They're just people doing whatever. It's not like, I mean, you know, the vast majority of times I've voted, they haven't got in office. And the ones that when they do get on office, they can't do anything to fix it.
Secession is the answer. 855-450-FREE, or at least a step in the right direction. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
It's a trade of new tyrants.
Well, I'd rather have the New Hampshire tyrants where I know where they live than the D.C. tyrants if I'm going to have tyrants. 855-450-FREE is toll-free. Take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for your call and thoughts. If you make the call now to 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Would you like to support Free Talk Live? Well, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links that are present on that page. That's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, or Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you and then just get your shopping taken care of. You don't have to deal with any of the lines, any of the hassles of going to an actual store. You get a huge selection, reviews on almost everything that's worth buying, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. All you have to do is start your shopping through our link at shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week.
Yes. This is like the game of my life almost.
Whoa, really?
It's one of my absolute favorite games. It's from 1998. It's a PC game called Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri.
Hmm. Sid Meier, creator of Civilization.
Exactly. Civilization, also known as the granddaddy of computer strategy games.
Really?
Yeah, I think Civ came out, gosh.
So before SimCity?
I think SimCity was before Civ.
Is that really considered a strategy? I guess SimCity's not really a strategy game.
Yeah, it's just like
a city-building game,
ant farm.
Yeah. You're not fighting anyone in SimCity.
Well, there's a game journalist by the name of Tom Chick, and he's actually the guy that I stole the conceit of Game of the Week from. Mm. He doesn't care if you steal from him, but he likes to get credit, so Tom Chick is his name. He says the
Hold
Sims...
Hold on, wait a second. He wants credit for the idea of the Game of the Week?
No, he doesn't want credit for that specifically. He wants credits for... existential knock-knock jokes, which I haven't told yet, but they're fantastic.
Okay. I want him to get credit for whatever an existential knock-knock joke is. Game of the Week, nothing worth giving credit for. I don't know who he is, but at this point he's gotten far too much credit for nothing.
he's a good games journalist. He says that The Sims is a strategy game because the resource that you're playing with is time. And then you try exactly. And game time, and you try and leverage that resource of time into the kind of a sim you want. But okay. Sid Meier's Civilization is from the 4X genre of games. The 4X is being explore, expand, exploit, and exterminate.
Interesting. I have never heard that before.
Well, it's interesting that none of the 4Xs begins with X either.
That's right. Yep. So Civilization was a game where you would start in, I don't know, 5000 BC,
mm-hmm.
and it was sort of right in the middle of the agricultural revolution, and then you would guide your civilization from then to today and just a little bit beyond.
And you're building like wonders, and you're building, and you've got, you know, troops, and there's conquering that goes on and defending from attackers.
Right, right.
And then time goes on throughout the game, and
you know, expand across the map. You build multiple cities. Yes, Mark?
I find this is an interesting concept to me, because I, you know, when you look throughout history, you can find the pieces of the puzzle, and this is why I consider communication to be so important, because communication puts together pieces of puzzles. Like, for instance, in I think it was like 2,500 years before Christ, there was a and this is 4,500 years ago, right? Somebody created a the guy was named Hero. Created a steam engine in Egypt. And it was just kind of this novelty project. Mm-hmm. And then in Greece, they created that little tiny spot across Greece. Rather than have to float a ship all the way around, they created a railroad track that didn't have any, but it wasn't a locomotive. It was just the carts. So they had a railroad track, and they had a steam engine way pre- these items being stuck together.
Yeah,
and
if because the communication was so rudimentary, the two ideas never collided.
They never collided. And if you were creating your own civilization, and for whatever reason, guiding it with the ability with hindsight, you might stick a couple of these sort of inconsequential things together and, you know, come up with something. The idea of, creating steel, it evolved over time, but it could have been created before that.
One of the victory conditions of all the Civilization games is to colonize Alpha Centauri. That's sort of one of the peaceful ways to win the game, and that was kind of what I always went for.
Alpha Centauri is a star?
Alpha Centauri is the closest star to our solar system, I believe.
Colonizing a star?
A star? Not
bad
really
move.
Possible.
Yeah.
You're
going
to burn up.
So you're colonizing a planet.
An imaginary planet that is able to support human life circling around.
It's orbiting Alpha Centauri.
Okay.
So Sid Meier and Brian Reynolds, the lead designer of Alpha Centauri and Civ 2, created a game called Alpha Centauri.
Okay.
Spiritual successor to Civilization. Same style of game.
But it starts in the future, is what you're saying.
It starts, the Earth is kind of going through this Malthusian dystopia. There's population is exploding. Human nature is causing strife and evil all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
The world is doomed. The United Nations sends a colony ship out in a last desperate gamble to preserve the human race to Alpha Centauri. And one of the most fascinating, right off the beat, one of the greatest evolutions of Alpha Centauri from Civilization. In Civilization, you commanded a race, a nation. You commanded the Americans or the Greeks or the Romans. In Alpha Centauri, the players are divided according to ideology.
Hmm.
The factions are the communists.
That's interesting.
And the environmentalists and the capitalists. And the survivalists.
Is that happening?
Do they all go about trying to win the same way, though? I mean, or do we actually get to see these systems sort of played out the way that they would be played out? Because, I mean, we get to see, you know, say, communism in, dorm rooms across America. You can't get the dishes washed, let alone anything else done.
Well, the different factions they play differently. They've got different bonuses or negative bonuses, I guess, advantages and disadvantages. So certain play styles are going to be suited more to a different faction. I started a game today, and I'm playing Chairman Sheng Ji Yang of the Human Hive, which is, they're the communists.
It's very hard to play the Civilization game as a libertarian. Like, if you're actually trying to play a, you know, a person who doesn't aggress in that game, but I think I remember actually pulling it off and winning.
Yeah,
just defending myself against the attackers.
Is a libertarian one of the factions?
No, not in the Civilization game. I haven't played Alpha Centauri.
Because one of their bonuses would be the best weed.
I don't know.
When I was back in '98 when I was playing the game, I always gravitated towards CEO Nwabudike K. Morgan, who was the capitalist among the factions.
Commies have some good weed too, Mark.
Yeah, well, they'd have to grow it themselves.
Sometimes they buy it from libertarians, though.
Wake up and grow them.
It's a... Civ has got what they call an emerging narrative. So you've got these game mechanics in Civilization where the different players are competing against each other, And depending on what happens in the game and how they interact with each other, you sort of create this own unique, different, new history of the world.
Does that happen in the Alpha Centauri?
In Alpha Centauri, there are elements of that, but Alpha Centauri has got a narrative baked in, which is one of the things I love so much about the game,
mm-hmm.
is it's got this great, solid, sort of classic style, near future science fiction story that goes along with the game that details the planet itself becoming sentient and its interactions with humanity.
This is one of your favorite games of all time.
It's one of my yep.
Are you just revisiting the old version, or is this one of those ones that they've re-released? Because previous editions of Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, you have brought back like an old game. Majesty was one of them. You brought back an old, or they brought back this old game from the turn of the century, and they've repurposed it for new platforms like on the iOS or the Android on the phone. Is that the similar situation here, or do you have like an emulator running this old 1999 game?
I bought this game for $5.99, I believe, from GOG.com, which is Good Old Games.
Okay.
And it's like Steam. But
just an online game delivery service.
Yeah, that is water when it reaches 212 degrees.
He's talking about the game delivery service.
It's an online game delivery service where you download a playable game form of the original.
Right, you pay for the game within the program. They send the game to you through this program.
Like their downloader.
And then it just basically installs the game for you. It's all within the program.
Yes, and it's
so coded. It's essentially running the emulator, because if you were to take this original game, right, like if you got the box from 1999 and took a CD-ROM out and put it in your drive, it might not even work.
You're right. I don't know if it would or not. I know I've taken old games and done that, and they work just fine. Sometimes they'll, like, play super fast. This was...
Right.
Because the clock speeds are so much faster.
But that's what I'm guessing
now.
They're doing here with their software, is they're setting up an emulation environment for this old code. Or either that, or they've somehow updated the code to be more fresh. Anyway, it's kind of cool. So, Alpha Centauri.
Alpha Centauri is one of the greatest games that's ever been made.
Thanks for the recommendation, Johnny. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.